The essence of the davening, the essence of the tefillah, is the bakashas tzarachim, that we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to take care of all of our needs. The Ribbono Shel Olam doesn't need our thank you, he doesn't need our praises, but the Gemara learns that from Psukim, Derech Eretz dictates that before we start asking for the bakashas, we should introduce ourselves by saying Shevach. We say we are the descendants of Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov, who are big tzaddikim, and please listen to our prayers. And we end off with Hoidoyu, we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the essence of the davening really is the Bakashas Terachim. To enhance this idea of Liolam, Yisadar Adam Shvacho Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Vachakach Yispalel. So we fulfill that requirement by saying the first three brachas in Nishman Esther before we say Chaneinim Yitcha. Chaneinim Yitcha, Deir Bina Vahaskal is the first Bakasha that we have. So we enhance that by having Smichas Gulu Letvila. We have the Birchas Kriyashma are also Shevach. So we say the Shevach of the Birchas Kriyashma, and we're not mafsik in between Gula Letvila. Then we further enhance that requirement of Yisadar Adam Shvachar Shal HaKadosh Baruch V'achakach Yispalel by reciting Psukei Dezimra in advance. When the Gemara in the end of Shabbos, it would appear as if Psukei Dezimra was instituted by the Tanoim, by the Chachamim, by the Anshei Knesset HaGdol, whoever, it was introduced as an optional inyan. But we practice it, we said, they introduced the bracha, Baruch Sh'amar, and Yishtabach, but it would appear that not everybody said Psukei Dezimra. If a person comes in late to shul, it says in Shulchan Aruch, a person comes in to when the chazan is up to Baruch Hu, and the person has his talis and tefillin on, he should start davening with Baruch Hu. The tefillah b'tzibah begins with Baruch Hu. If he comes in a little bit late and he doesn't have time to say all the Psukei Dezimra, so in Shulchan Aruch they recommend that you should abridge the Psukei Dezimra. You have to figure out what to say. The main part of the Psukei Dezimra is the Ashrei. So on the weekdays, if you have to abridge the Psukei Dezimra, you just say Baruch Shama Ashrei and Yishtabach. Rather, then it says further in the Shulchan Aruch, rather than rush through and say all of the Psukei Dezimra and leave out every other syllable. So it says in the Shulchan Aruch, Tol me'at b'kavona me'har b'shaloi b'kavona. It's better to say Ashrei slowly and say every word and every syllable rather than to say the whole Psukei Dezimra. So it's a good idea to say everything slowly, but if that's not possible, so you should pick out the most important parts of the Psukei Dezimra and say those slowly and have kavana rather than to say everything quickly. Is that the only role of Psukei Dezimra? That it's only for the purpose of Yisadar Adam Shvachar Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu V'achakach Yispalel? Let's say the person walked into shul late and the chazan is up to Baruch Hu. So then he starts with Baruch Hu. He says Baruch Hu with the Tzibur. So does he have to say Psukei Dezimra later or not? So that's a machlokes harishonim, Tosfos and the Gaonim, because the Gemara refers to Psukei Dezimra as Hallel. There's Hallel that we say, Hallel on Nisim and Hallel on Teva. So the Psukei Dezimra is the Hallel on Teva. We praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he created such a beautiful world. So some of the Rishonim hold that Hallel, even if you didn't say Psukei Dezimra as in a way of introduction to the Shemoneh Esrei, that's Hallel. Hallel you have all day long to say. So some Rishonim are of the opinion that if you walked into shul by Baruch Hu, and you started davening from then, you still have to say the Psukei Dezimra later. And others say no, the Psukei Dezimra is only for the purpose of Yisadar Adam Shvachar Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu V'Achakach Yispalel. So the Ramban in the Tshuva writes, it's all quoted in the Shulchan Aruch, in the Tshuva, so Ramban he writes, that we go l'chumra in both directions. If a person didn't say any Psukei Dezimra before Shemoneh Esrei, he should say everything after Shemoneh Esrei, but leave out the brachas. We go l'chumra that you have to, it's hallel, so you should say hallel all day long. But we go l'chumra, maybe it's not hallel, maybe it's only Yisadar Adam Shvachar Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu V'Achakach Yispalel. So in the event that the person didn't say Psukei Dezimra before Shemoneh Esrei, he's only saying it later, you should leave out the brachas, Baruch Shama and Yishtava. But the moral of the story is, rather than get involved in machlokes and come to shul a little early, and try to say the whole Psukei Dezimra slowly, carefully, every word, every syllable, and know what you're saying. Get a sitter with a translation in Yiddish or whatever language you people understand, and know what you're talking about. Have a nice day.